When he is drawn away into his own, I'm going to talk about all of it. But see, we like to just get on the sex sin, the sexual sin, but what about the rest of them? What about their eating sin? Sin is sin. Some of them just it carry more consequence than others, but it's still sin. Other words are going to bring consequences wherever you do. When I overeat, that's a consequence. I'm going to stick out at places. You can tell, can't you? Then instead of us confessing up, thank God for mercy. Instead of us confessing up, say, I'm out of control here, Lord, I need some help, we start making excuses. If we can't find an excuse, we get mad at the person for saying something about it. Like they ate the food for you. Isn't that something? I didn't do it. Now, why are you getting mad at me? I ain't put all that on you. All God is trying to do is help you live a long life and live it in peace and live it free of pain. And all, that's what he's trying to do. But you get it mad because he say something to correct you. I'm going to say, thank you, Lord. You know I was wrong. Isn't that right? I am wrong, Lord. Because you're right. If you're saying something and I'm saying something, what you're saying is different from what I'm saying, guess who's right? Anybody in the house? Whoo, Jesus. What do we say? Help, help. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away into his own lust and enticed. His own lust. God didn't give that lust to you. You let Satan help you out in that area. Then when lust has conceived, it just come, you can say, lust, I ain't going to take you. Lust, I ain't going to yield to you. Lust, I rebuke you. But most say, lust, come on. That feel good. Come on, lust. Come on, lust. And when you fellowship with lust, it's like a woman and a man that conceived. When that woman conceived, guess what she's going to give you? Let me show you what lust is going to give you. It brings forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, otherwise we'll go to it full term. Every time my wife went to a full term, she started hollering at me, let's go, let's go. One of them times I wasn't there. Every time there was a baby. It didn't turn out to be something else. Every time when she went that full term, she gave me a baby. And when you let sin run its course, every time, it's going to bring forth death if that's what you want. Well, don't you fellowship with sin then. Don't you marry up with it? Don't you fellowship with it? Don't you fornicate with it? Don't you go to bed with it? For time's sake, can y'all put up 1 Corinthians 6:18? for time's sake, I was going to read it from two different translations, but for time's sake, I'm running out. I thought I was going to get it done today, but I'm going to have to do a second one and finish it up. And I need you to put that, if you can put it up in the New Living Translation. 1 Corinthians 6:18, if y'all can put that up. 1 Corinthians 6:18. Can y'all put that up in the New Living? You got it? Oh, you don't have it? Okay. Well, y'all just bear with me. I'm going to read it. I'll read the King James if I have time. Listen to what Romans 6:18 says. Run from sexual sin. No other sin is so clearly affects the body as this one does. Did y'all hear what that said? He didn't say walk away from it. He said run from it. Joseph, that woman tried to catch him, and the Bible said he ran out of there and left his coat in her hand. He had a revelation that way back there then. It'd do good for us to come up to where Joseph was under this new covenant we have. He said, run from sexual sin. For sexual immorality is a sin against your own body. Men's and women that get into the practice of sexual sin, freelancing, free whatever they call it, three parties, you name it, doing all this stuff, you are setting yourself up for some pain you don't want. God sanctioned for intercourse to be between a man and a woman that have taken vow before God and said, we are joining ourselves to each other to become one. Nobody wants to teach this and preach this much, but it's still true because it was sanctioned by God. And this is why we have all the trouble. And like I said, I don't have time to get into it today. But this is why we have all the trouble that are going on. And so many girls are caught in it, and they're hurting, and they try to make you think it's all right, but they're suffering. I'm just going to make mention of it. When you have some old low-down, no-good, unthoughtful, uncommitted, unresponsible, a guy that's not responsible, all he want to do is get between somebody's legs. That's all he's concerned about. And then they're going to walk in that apartment. He do not own anything. They're going to beat you up. How dumb can you be?